Member supported
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
8 o'clock on the nose on the Mornings with Ed show. Delighted to have you on the program today. It is a Monday edition. And one of the reasons I was so excited to get to work this morning is a few years back. First of all, I need to describe the situation. A few years back, our guest this morning launched the highly anticipated Music Preserves Foundation to inspire and educate the community simply through the preservation and presentation of music. She considers herself a music history buff. That's her modesty talking, though. The rest of us consider her a music historian, and I do as well. And the professional respect that we have for the knowledge that she brings to the table is unmatched. And she's launching a new show here at KXFM starting this coming Thursday at 4 o'clock. It's called Play Something Sweet. We welcome in for the conversation this morning, Patty Compton. Patty, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hi, Ed. Thank you so much for having me.
It's delightful to have you. I am delighted to have you this morning. I've been waiting for this since I found out you were going to be a part of the station. I'm excited about it. So first of all, you just landed, really. You just got back from home, right?
I just got back from two weeks in South Carolina.
Which is where you've been. We consider this home because you've been here for 30 years.
But yes. Yeah. Laguna Beach is my home. I've been here for 15 in Laguna Beach. But I'm originally from the South. I'm from Georgia. Lived there till I was almost 10. So when I go back east, you know, I get this like soul filling experience. Right. So I go every year as much as possible. And I just landed. So I'm fresh off my soul filling experience and I'm ready to go.
All right. No problems on the airplane with rowdy passengers or anything on either trip?
Both my flights were fine.
All right, good. Smooth. Yeah. Congratulations. I want to get into your show first. Let's talk about the show first. It's called Play Something Sweet. It happens this coming Thursday at 4. What can we expect? What can the listeners expect from the show?
Well, if you've known me and if you've listened to my guest appearances, I've guested on John Ford's show a few times and Tommy Benson's show, and we dive into
wait. Where else? I think we've had you here. Oh my God!
And of course, Ed's show. But we dive into different periods in music, right. And I did a show on New Orleans music and Bakersfield country and California country and Muscle Shoals and bebop. So my show is called Play Something Sweet, and we're going to sweeten the music a little bit. So we're going to talk about the history, the cultural history, right. The environment, political, economic, cultural environment, when this music evolved and why did it evolve there in that time, in that place. And so we're going to learn a little bit about the music and then play the music. So we're going to sweeten it up a little bit. That's why it's called Play Something Sweet.
And that's what makes me so excited about it, is that we've got a for real deal music historian, not just digging deep into what's happening here. Mm-hmm. Where did you get these chops? Where did you get these music chops? How did this happen?
Yeah, you know, it just happened because of my love for music and my love for history. It's a self-taught thing where I just read this book about the Irish potato famine and how they immigrated to America, and that's going to turn into an Irish music show. And then I'm reading this book now about the Black Church,
right?
And it's Henry Louis Gates, you know, and about how the church was so important, you know, socially and economically, right. And but then the music that came out of the church. So everything I do all the time is related to bringing something to the table for the show.
And you're speaking about, you've never really experienced gospel until you've experienced it in a Black church. Mm-hmm. We had a Black church in Las Vegas that I had attended with some friends several times. And there's really nothing like that musical experience.
Right.
Yeah. It's
right.
Spiritual. It's a total spiritual.
It's a spiritual experience. Yes. Oh, to have that.
Yeah. Can't wait to fire this show
up. So we're going to jump around though. Like I have this other, this course that I've developed where we walk through music history chronologically.
Right.
But for the show, we're going to start like in the very beginning, but then we're going to jump around.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to bounce around from ska to punk to blues to jazz to, yeah, jump around.
Jump around.
That'll be a show, right? So it's going to be, you know, a jump, you know, it's going to be all over the place a little bit with, so bring your open mind and your eclectic music taste to the show, because it's going to be, every week's going to have a different musical genre, and we're going to talk about a different period in history.
Right. What kind of music did you listen to in the back of the car in your parents when your parents were driving?
My dad loves music, so I remember a lot of music from back then that he liked. Ray Charles, he liked Peter Frampton, he liked blues. You know, he was from Tennessee, so but he would say that he would He did not like country. He did not like that Tennessee music. I do. Right. I personally do. But he would like listen to the race, the black radio station. Right. Do you know what I mean? Him and his friends in like the right. car radio or right. whatever. So he loved that music.
Right.
So I do think he influenced me and also genetically gave me a love of music. And I think that he you know, genuinely just loves music like I do.
Now, and especially in the South in the 60s and 70s, black music stations were relegated to the AM part of the dial. Mm-hmm. So you were listening on AM.
Yeah. He was the 50s, so yeah, for sure.
Right. For sure you mm-hmm. had it on AM. Wow, that's great. And so you tie this together as little Patty sitting in the back seat. At what point did you need to tie the music you love to the artists that make it? When did that become the conscious decision?
Yeah. I think as an adult, you know, I was in marketing, right? So, and then I worked for the Doheny Blues Festival, and then that kind of led me into. But I really like made him hire me. I pounded his door down because I was like, you must, you know. But I think it was, you know, after college, it was a little bit later in my 20s, probably, where I really just found my love for music and history and started absorbing and reading and learning everything I could about it.
Right. I think we're all luckier for that. I know that every time you and I chat, I learn something about an artist I didn't know before, which is great.
Yeah. Well, listen to my show. You might learn something.
I will. I know I will. And I'll be listening, man. I swear to God, I'll be listening. I've been looking forward to this. So tell me something. Tell me about the artists that you're right now, because you focus on, you're reading different books all the time. Mm-hmm. Tell me about an artist you're focused on right now. That interests you?
Well, the first show is going to be this Thursday, and it's going to be early blues. So right now I'm focused on really the roots, the first artists are the artists that got recorded, you know, like around the early 1900s, they started recording the artists. So the guys born around 1900, recorded around the late 20s, 30s, we consider them the fathers of blues, you know.
Right.
But I'm also interested in the generations that came before that whose names we'll never know.
Right.
Like, we'll never know the people who created the blues. We'll never know their names because it was generations and generations of people. So I've been focused this week on really early blues music where we don't even know the artists' names. It's just music that grew out, that rose out of the Mississippi Delta and you know, but we're going to talk about the early, you know, Charlie Patton and some of the early recorded artists.
Right. Blues came from slavery, from the mm-hmm. post-slavery world, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's go back to the country for a second and your mm-hmm. dad not liking country.
Yeah. it's funny. He doesn't like it.
No. Well, I get it. I get it because there's a certain sound it had, I guess, pre-78 or pre-1980.
Right. Right. What? Right.
And they had to go poppier, didn't they? They had to move a little pop.
Yeah, there was that outlaw movement, you know, in the 70s right. where they left Nashville, Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and them. Hey, he did sort of like that a little bit. But it was that early where I love the early, you know, bluegrass, early Tennessee hill country music. Like I find it fascinating for just the historical aspect of it too.
Right.
But that's what was being played, you know, around in the house. But then he wanted to like listen to the more, you know, bluesy R&B right. kind of coming out of,
right.
you know, New Orleans and some other places.
Now, I know I follow you on social media and I know that you're always at a live show here, there, wherever,
yes.
wherever possible you like to catch.
As much as possible.
Right. Tell me about your favorite, not necessarily your favorite, but your yeah. experience of being in a live show and what yeah. that does to you.
You know, there's really nothing like being in a live show. And I think we're all going to appreciate it a lot more now that we haven't had it for a year and a half.
Right.
I just went out to see live bands almost every night in South Carolina. Like I just went out and I'm interested in finding new bands. Right. I'm excited when I find somebody new that I love, you know, but I've had some amazing experiences. Like it's really hard to like pinpoint
right.
one or two.
And I wouldn't ask
I mean, I
you.
Saw,
yeah.
you know, Bruce Springsteen right up close at Jazz Fest, you know, right. a few years ago, and that was insane. But I really love Preservation Hall. I really love New Orleans. I really love the vibe of the New Orleans night shows when you go out to the night shows in New Orleans at Jazz Fest. I love it around here. I love Ethan Stoss and the guys around. I like, you know, right. Andrew Corradini. I like the guys around here.
Right.
So, you know, I just, there's nothing like someone that's performing in front of you and giving you their heart and soul,
right.
especially when they wrote the music. You know, it's just, it's like they're bearing their soul and it touches all of our souls, you know, in the audience. And we all have this communal experience.
Right.
You know, I don't know. It's something that fills me up and I try to do it as much as possible.
Beautifully told. And you're absolutely right. There are pockets of unbelievable talent in places that you wouldn't even really consider.
Yeah.
And you find that by traveling around, by going out and seeing shows and seeing live performances. And you're right about here in Laguna Beach. Given the opportunity, Nashville, New Orleans, Austin, or Los Angeles for one night, one show, where would you go? Where would you catch a show?
Well, I've seen shows in all of those cities.
I know you have.
And New Orleans has my heart. New Orleans is my favorite place.
All right.
It's my favorite place because it's the... you know, the music, it literally oozes out of the walls when you walk around there on the streets.
Yeah.
It literally, it's like it comes out of the walls. Like it's, you know.
See, that's why you guys are going to love Thursdays at 4 o'clock. It's for that right there. That's why this audience is going to love your show.
Oh, good. I hope so, yeah.
It's the oozing from the walls.
Yeah, you really feel it. Right. I feel it back there, you know. Right. I do love Austin, too, and I love, you know, I lived in LA for a long time, but I get off the plane and I'm like, you know, like I'm with my people.
we were together a couple of weeks back, and I've grown up just every Who song, every Rolling Stone song, all of the great bands. I've got their catalog. I know it. But you reintroduced me to a Who song that I had long forgotten. Mm-hmm. And I'd love for you to tell the
Let
audience
me tell
about
the story
that.
About that. Yeah. So we had a meeting here with the DJs, and I was a new one, so I showed up at the meeting, and I was telling Ed that I came in one day, and I'm in this weird part of like my oldest is graduating, and he was a 2021 high school graduate going off to college, and my dad is now getting older and having health issues. So I'm in this period where I feel like the last 15 years we raised our kids in Laguna Beach, and it was magical, and you know, the good time. It was such a beautiful time, and now I'm in this transitional period, and I'm having a little bit of a funk, you know, and Ed just made me feel so much better. He just said, you know, this is going to be a great phase too. The next 10 years are going to be even better. You know, you just wait. There's so many good times ahead. And then I leave that meeting and I get in my car and this song came on. This song that I haven't heard in a long time either came on, and it just like just reminds me so much of Ed now. Now I've played it like 25 times since then. Because it makes me happy, and it reminds me of Ed. So
you absolutely warm my heart. let's play the song, and then we'll come back and say goodbye.
Okay.
But this is from The Who. It's called Blue, Red, and Gray. Thank you, Patty. We'll be back in a second.
Some people seem so obsessed with the morning. Get up early just to watch the sunrise. Some people like it more when there's fire in the sky. Worship the sun when it's high. Some people go for those sultry evenings, sipping cocktails in the blue, red, and gray. But I like every minute. I like every second, so long as you are on my mind. Every moment has its special charm. It's alright when you're around, rain or shine. I know a crowd who only live after midnight. Their faces always seem so pale. And then there's friends of mine who must have sunlight. They say a suntan never fails. I know a man who works the night shift. He's lucky to get a job and some pay. And I like every minute of the day. I dig every second. Laugh in the snow and rain. I get a buzz from being cold and wet. The pleasure seems to balance out the pain. And so you see that I'm completely crazy. I even shun the south of France.
The people on the hill, they say I'm lazy, but when they sleep, I sing and dance. Some people have to have the sultry evenings, cocktails in the blue, red, and gray. But I like every minute of the day. I like every minute of the day.
So I don't know if you know what the term verklempt is. But I'm quite verklempt right now, and I can't thank you enough. That song is just wonderful, and thanks for reintroducing me to it.
Yes, it reminds me of you. We have a song now.
We have a song. Yes, we have a song. I'm doing the hug symbol here. We have a song.
So
you're going to have, okay, so, and I need to tell everybody this. If you're just joining us, this is Patty Compton. The show is called Play Something Sweet. It's going to happen this coming Thursday, the inaugural show, this Thursday at 4 o'clock. You're also going to be wide on social media, right?
Yes. So there's an Instagram account, Play Something Sweet KXFM.
Okay.
So if you follow that account, I will post every week what the show's going to be about, because we're going to be all over the place with music. So you can listen in if you want to hear the punk show or the ska show or the Bakersfield country show or the bebop jazz. Every week I'll post what it's going to be about. So you should follow Play Something Sweet KXFM if you want to be up to date on the show.
And you're going to want to be in every show. Yeah, it's going to be every, it doesn't matter.
They're
what
all good.
Right.
I honestly believe every genre of music is beautiful and interesting and fascinating and has a story and has a reason that it developed in that time and place. So I love all music.
Right. And even when we're just hanging out and we're just nerding on music together, you lay out a presentation that is so wonderful and so cohesive and coherent that the listener's just going to love it. So it's this coming Thursday, 4 o'clock. I'll be there.
thanks, Ed.
Thanks for being here this morning, Patty.
Thank you for having me.
What a great time. Look forward to it, and I look forward to many of your shows.
Thanks.
That's Patty Compton. It's the Mornings with Ed show.
Mornings with Ed. A big, fat slice of heaven at 104.7.